yesterday and the day before. I have crossed many oceans and various terrains, mountains, deserts and plains I had to tame, to at last arrive to the city which I'm yet to discover her name. Alas, she's vast, spreading four directions in a seasonal fashion, and the mountains skirt around the cityscape like a wall with no escape. Now in the heart of the city I see a big hill, visible from any corner, and upon it a gigantic white temple, glowing with might, and what an impressive sight. Its intricate architecture and grandiose design, I have never seen anything close. In other lands, I heard in lectures, read in documents in recent years, enthusiastic spirits crowd the streets with wide open eyes and ears. Why haven't I heard of this fantastic location from my peers and fellow travelers? I must find out more about the city and its culture, my true objective and necessity, t'will bring me great pleasure beyond any man's measure. So let me delve into her flesh with a seductive scene.
Now on that same soil, two floods ago, stood a plain hill so beautiful, where my people would go to gather worship among nature's feeling energy flow. Immaculate view, the whole city, upon the foundation, a long fig tree, place for everyone and their family to offer prayers under consciousness.